Sri Lanka's in disarray after a high-level assassination. Despite obstacles, Christian missionaries in Nigeria are equipped for ministry, and believers work together to reach ethnic Kazakhs with the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where the assassination Friday of the foreign minister has created chaos. Since then, the country's been declared under a state of emergency. In times like this, ministry adapts to the conditions. But Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner cautions there is risk involved.
Pray for continued stability in Sri Lanka. Christians go right across the ethnic boundaries. There are Tamil Christians and Sinhalese Christians who work side by side, working in the same organizations. This makes things really difficult for them sometimes, as they have family members that are on either side. And Christians are sometimes seen as being disloyal to both sides.
Penner also says there's a real danger that the pending anti-conversion laws could go through.
They may pass the law if for no other reason as they think that it might calm things down. There's this idea among the Buddhists particularly that if they outlaw conversion, that it will stop, that it'll go away. And they might see this as a means of diminishing violence in rural areas.
Meanwhile, nearly 900 Christians are in prison in Eritrea. Their crime? Practicing their faith in Jesus Christ. In response, Open Doors is inviting Christians to support the suffering Eritrean believers. Through their youth ministry called Underground, Open Doors' Jeff Shreve says they're facilitating ways that young people can help.
We want to see the church and the young Christians of America become aware of the reality of Christian persecution. Our focus is on Eritrea, but this is just a mirror of what is taking place in so many places around the world. And so we want to see them learn what's going on and get involved.
It's an urgent situation, and that's why both awareness and involvement are needed. Shreve says they hope to raise $56,000.
The persecution is not stopping. It's not slowing down. It's only escalating at this point. And so what we want to do is be sure and strengthen the church that remains, strengthen the pastors, strengthen the families. So a lot of those finances will go towards helping those Christians.
Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Indigenous missionaries are seeking to share the love of Jesus in the face of persecution and much resistance in Islamic-dominated northern Nigeria. SIM International sought to help encourage and equip these believers in their difficult work. Though the recent conference had many obstacles, SIM reports excellent presentations and encouraging discussions. SIM sees this as a starting point for many more workshops to help build up the mission force in northern Nigeria. Next, trauma is a significant health care problem in Ghana and one of the leading causes of death in West Africa. Many of the doctors simply don't have the training to diagnose or treat trauma-related injuries. International AIDS' Miles Fish says they've launched several training programs through international partnerships.
We're going to be developing community-based health care programs that include things like clean water and community pharmacy and so forth. We're also working with local clinics on specific diseases. But we also have an opportunity there with the major hospitals to be providing things like trauma surgery training courses.
Fish says their vision is to be a key support role for the Great Commission work of the local believers. As for the how,
our strategy is to provide all of our services and assets to the local church, the indigenous local church, so that they have an opportunity not only to serve the needs of their own community, but they have the opportunity as well to share their hope in Christ.
And Kazakhstan is a country slowly coming out of economic depression and former Soviet rule. Churches in Kazakhstan have invited Send International to partner with them to reach out to their ethnic Kazakhs. Send has a team heading to Kazakhstan this fall to join the team already in place. As they grow together, Send missionaries will work side by side with Kazakh Christians to reach the unreached ethnic Kazakhs in the north and west of Kazakhstan. Pray that the impact of this team will shake all of Central Asia for Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.